pre-staff to your business. We supply temps across Kent within food production, fulfillment houses, picking and packing environments, and warehouse staff. With great value for money charge rates, error-free invoicing, and highly trained consultants. Shouldn't Temp Network be supporting your business? For more information, please contact us on 01892 531 777 or visit tempnetwork.co.uk.
Jobsinkent.com.
The Business Bunker. Email us now, bunker@kentbusinessradio.co.uk. Paul Andrews with The Business Bunker, kentbusinessradio.co.uk.
Hey, good afternoon. Welcome to The Business Bunker Show on kentbusinessradio.co.uk on this Tuesday, the 29th of October. You're listening to me, Paul Andrews, and the stonkingly outrageous Jules Serkin.
Hello.
Hello. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. Cool. Now, how have you fared with this gale?
I know you
and Gail have gone back a long now time.
Yeah, I do want to talk about it.
When was your first date?
Very funny. I had one tree come down.
Really?
It just missed my car's, actually my youngest son's car, it just missed. But
the lovely Stew?
Yeah, Stew's car, but we got away with it so far. Yeah, but it wasn't nice. And
what tree was it?
It was a sycamore tree. And funnily enough, I've got some I've got lots of trees in my garden, and I've got some massive fir trees, and I've lost a couple of those in years gone by, and I was most worried about those, but it was actually a sycamore tree that went.
Well, as you're asking, we had a fence panel down.
Did you?
Darling, yes, fence panel.
Blimey, that must have been a blow.
Well, it was a bit windy, yes.
Yeah.
It was a real blow, and my dog, Cassie,
yeah.
Who Jackie will be telling me all about later on,
yeah.
Because she has boundary issues, has been able to get next door to our neighbour's garden, which is a bit worrying. Luckily, it's not the neighbour with the dog, Jackie, but Graham next door, sorry that my dog's in your garden most of the time now.
Well, she moved in, or what?
Well, because the thing is, when your fence goes down, you sort of, is it the neighbour's fence or is it yours, Paul Andrews?
Oh, so you have to look at things like that.
I know, on the deeds.
Yeah.
And I mean, you know, I don't know where my deeds are.
Oh, there you go. Don't know where your fence is either.
Right. So you're going to chop up your sycamore?
Yeah. Eventually, when I get round to it.
Where we were, I don't think it was too bad, Whitstable and Faversham, and, you know, along the coast there. But I did notice that the seagulls couldn't take off.
Really?
Yeah, they're having trouble.
Really?
Roger, roger. Can't get off the ground.
Never mind. Poor seagulls.
And our lovely guests.
Yes, we've got a great lineup of guests today. And we've also got some recorded interviews, which I did last week at the Women Mean Business event at East Kent College in Thanet. So,
Wibs.
I beg your pardon?
Wibs.
Yeah. Wimb.
Yeah. Women in business, it was Wibs, isn't it?
No, but it was Women Mean Business.
I know.
WMB.
Well, that would be...
Weapons of mass bagging or something.
Mass,
I don't know.
Mass destruction.
Yeah. Anyway, we'll come to that later. But we'd love to hear from you, the businesses of Kent. So please do get in touch with us while we're on air. You can call us on 01303 874 998. But the best way to get hold of us is to email us at bunker@kentbusinessradio.co.uk. Or the really, really best way is to tweet me. At Vanilla Web, and we've already had half a dozen tweets.
If they are calling in, Paul Andrews, can you just check that I actually turned off the phone after Scoff Quaff when I had Stephanie Durling on from Produced in Kent? Because I did press that little square button I'm supposed to do. You know, this one under the phone.
I know.
But, you know, the light was still on. Is it supposed to be on?
Yeah, the light's always on. You can tell why. Because see that above it that says P-O-W-A-R.
Yeah.
That means power.
Okay.
And that means it's switched on.
So they can get through?
Yeah, okay. I did check the phone, but nobody rings anyway because everybody tweets
or
emails.
Sometimes they do.
Yeah.
Occasionally.
We've had quite a few tweets already, so I want to start off by reading some of them. We've had UniteWorks, who are the hot desking, co-working and meeting room space over there in Medway City Estate in Rochester that have said hi and they're listening in. We've also had, who have we got? AK Pet Services, the lovely Adrian, and his pet taxi, pet ambulance service.
Yes, well, I've
also
just,
based in Medway.
Just been saying to Jackie, I guess, up next, that her and Adrian need to put their heads together because he does a pet taxi service and also picks up sad, you know, dogs in road accidents and things.
Yeah, he does. He's a really good guy as well, Adrian. He's very caring about the animals that he transports. He is licensed to transport animals, one of the few people that is. But he's really very caring. We were talking about this the other day. You know, a lot of people, especially if their pets had an accident or something like that, can be quite emotional. And so he doesn't just transport pets. He kind of hangs around and transports people and makes cups of tea and does all kinds of lovely customer orientated things as well. So fair play. So if you need a pet transported either in an emergency or just to go somewhere, AK Pet Services are the people for you. I'll tell you what, Jules, you could stop tweeting.
Yes,
I shall. And you could read an email in a minute. Just before you do that, I'm going to read a tweet from Emma Wilcox.
Go on, then.
Emma has tweeted me, and she said, "Hi, Paul. Please could you mention Emma Wilco's Supper Club, which is on Saturday the 9th of November at McNaid. And the details are on my blog. And Emma's blog can be found at mwilco, that's emwilco.wordpress.com. That's mwilco.wordpress.com. Or you can follow Emma on the Twitter at mwilco, E-M-W-I-L-C-O.
I've heard her food is very good.
Yeah, well,
actually.
There you go. So get along and find out. 9th of November. Emily Wilcox's Supper Club.
At McNaid's.
At McNaid's.
There is a business community breakfast, which is on the 14th of November. Mm-hmm. They're saying it's 50 months since their first breakfast, which was September 2009. And to celebrate, they're offering the first 30 people to book a free breakfast.
Wow.
It's said that there's no such thing as a free lunch, but of course, being breakfast, that saying doesn't apply. You need to book, and if you don't turn up, you will be charged for the breakfast as you've deprived someone else.
Yep.
So that's the BCB, and it exists for the business community, and it's a non-profit making body. So let's have a look. This is the lovely Ken Wheeler.
Mm-hmm.
See, I've been looking for Catherine Wheeler.
No, it's her brother, Ken.
Yeah. Well, if anyone knows of a Catherine Wheeler who's into food, I want her on my show next week. That's the Scoff and Quaff, which is a Siberia show, 11 to 12, before the Business Bunker on Channel Radio. 3 W's for Ken Wheeler, .businesscommunitybreakfast.co.uk, and that's the 14th of November to claim your free business to celebrate their first 50 months.
Cool.
Well done, guys.
I also hear there's a keynote talk on the power of customer relationships happening at that event as well.
Excellent. Mm. Okay. They'll be having a short discussion about the changing face of customer service.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, absolutely.
Also,
I've no idea who's giving the talk.
No, it doesn't say.
Oh, doesn't it say?
Oh, is it you?
Oh, it is. Oh, yeah.
Oh, you're so modest.
I know.
The new slimline snake hips, Paul Andrews, will be giving a talk. So are you giving a short discussion about the changing face of customer service?
I am leading a short discussion on the changing face of customer service and customer relationship building.
Was I a bit slow on the uptake there, Paul Andrews?
Nah, not really. I was just being coy.
I needed a caffeine before, if you do. I did have a Barocca this morning, so I should be up to scratch.
Yeah. Did you have champagne in it as normal?
A little bit. A little bit.
That's
a little bit Carver.
It's Jules's healthy buck's fizz. Is Barocca and champagne.
Gives me a little bit of a whiz, darling.
Yeah.
Now, there's a big marketing opportunity, Paul Andrews, for visitors' business. And this is the tourism, leisure and hospitality businesses. And you can sign up now to take part in the Kent Big Weekend, which is next year. But you need to plan this. So it's going to be held on the 29th and 30th of March. So you know what it's like. You have Christmas, then you have the old New Year, and then you get a little slump, don't you? So this is where you need to plan it and put it in your diary. So it's 29th and 30th of March, and it's marking the start of English Tourism Week. It's a popular Visit Kent event, now in its 8th year, and it's going to showcase the wide range of visitor attractions and experiences available across the county to Kent people. And you've got amazing things here. There's things like bushcraft, Paul Andrews, art and pottery classes, to wild animal parks, Jackie. Historic houses, cathedrals and castles. So this big weekend, the All Kent Big Weekend, free tickets and opportunities are made available by businesses in the county, and they'll be promoted on the event website. So let's have a look at how to get on this. So to be part of the Kent Big Weekend 2014, this is March the 29th and the 30th, you go to www.visitkentbusiness.co.uk, or you can call the Kent Big Weekend team, which is on a Canterbury code, that's 01227 812912, and you need to get in before November the 15th, so actually not very long, young people.
Cool. I'd like to say a big thank you to today's show sponsor.
Oh, I would too.
Who is Coach SME. And you can find out about Coach SME by going to their website, which is coachsme.co.uk. And part of what they do, which is coaching and not consulting, is that they're delivering a range of workshops over the next few months in different parts of the county, in Ashford and Brands Hatch and Canterbury, I believe. And basically what they're saying is, in their work with SMEs, it's clear that many business owners aren't sure how to prepare a business forecast. So neither are they comfortable with managing the business against the forecast. Even a reforecast can prove really difficult. Most business owners aren't accountants, and so they feel daunted by preparing a forecast. That's why we've designed this workshop to help you understand how to prepare and use a forecast, even if you aren't a financial guru. What you will learn on the workshop is to set 5 really smart objectives to your business, establish your sales forecast and how to reforecast every month, develop a meaningful and predictive sales pipeline, learn how cash flow impacts your business, understand capacity and staff resourcing as well as stock resources, understand the 5 key performance indicators that you need to track and learn how to manage the business by numbers, determine the critical marketing and sales activities, and understand how problem solving skills will help your business and how to get a flying start for 2014. If you'd like to find out more details about that, on today's show page on kentbusinessradio.co.uk, under today's show, which is show number 147, there is a list of the 3, and they are separate, 3 venues that the workshop is taking place at. You can click on those links and find out more about it or book your place. And also, as a listener to the Business Bunker show, you can get a whopping 50% discount. And all you have to do in order to achieve that discount is, when you go in via the Business Bunker website, is to use the discount promotional code VIP. The details are on our website, so if you'd like to find out more or to book your place on that workshop, please go to kentbusinessradio.co.uk, show number 147, and have a look there at the different places to book it, and use the promo code VIP.
You know, we've got quite a lot of new tweets coming in. We've got the Burlington Hotel. I think they've been on before, but they're saying the Business Bunker with Vanilla Webb and Jules Serkin will be starting shortly, and we're all tuned in. Are you? Be there or be square. So thanks for that. Also, the York House Hotel tuning in. Hello to you. The fabulous Janice Watton, the tall one, who Rebecca Nutt and I are going to go and have tea. It says that they've got the latest seasonal menu out. So well done, you guys. Looking forward to that. I'm going to be at the Brownies breakfast meeting this Thursday with the fabulous and very handsome Ken Lloyd.
I was going to say, I'm not going.
No, you're far too thin, aren't you, these days, to eat a brownie?
Far too thin.
But Abbott's Barton, congratulations, you've got Will Britton, the chef, who I know well and has been on the Scoff and Quaff show.
Never heard of it.
He is the chef. 11 to 12, Paul Andrews. It's a superior show before the Kent Business
Bunker.
A superior
show? Is it about nuns or something?
No, it's a lovely food show.
Oh, is it?
Yes. You can listen to it on scoffquaff.co.uk.
I wouldn't bother.
Anyway, they, the Abbott Spartan, before we were interrupted by Paul Andrews, have got Will Britton. If you want to follow him, it's Will Britton, B-R-I-T-T-O-N, 85, and he's their new head chef. And he's making
me...
That's
old for a chef.
He's making me a gluten-free chocolate brownie on Thursday.
Really?
Yeah. Now, that's what I call attention. Also, Spark... it's not a bank. Hello to you. Please look.
You're
out.
Reading from the top of my Twitter list again, aren't you? She does this every week, listener. Every week, I start to read the tweets in sequential order, starting with the first one in, and then she reads the new ones from the top.
It's the Barocca.
So I don't know where we are in the list.
Makes me edgy.
Yeah.
Please look out for the feature on Spark in the Kent Business Supplement in this week's KM, out this Friday. We will.
Cool.
And Adrian, aka Pet Services, is listening in today. And hello to Jackie, and hello to the lovely Rebecca.
Cool. We've also had some new listeners that are saying hi and listening in on the Twitter, Tunbridge Wells Retail, T Wells Retail, they're known as on the Twitter, Wedding Fairs Kent, and the Seven Oaks Business Show. So welcome to all of you guys, and hope you enjoy the show.
Seven Oaks Tunbridge is saying hello. That's Be Fast Friends.
That's Breakfast Friends, that sounds
well. Be Fast on Twitter, though, Paul Andrews. Next Seven Oaks Breakfast is 29th of November, and the guest speaker is the Master Tea Blender. They called him a Brenda. Tea Blender, Alex Probyn, P-R-O-B-Y-N. He's famous.
And his sister Brenda's coming when?
Brenda is not coming.
Brenda's not coming. No. Why isn't she coming? What's the matter
Can
with
you
her?
Stop being facetious?
Oh, sorry.
Otherwise,
do you know, facetious is only one of two words in the English language where the vowels are all in the correct order.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, no, it's true.
No, so what are the vowels? We'll have to write
them down. A-E-I-O-U.
And they're all in the correct order?
Yeah, facetious. Spell it, go on.
The thing about IT... the thing about Paul Andrews, listener, that you may not know, but I know, is that he sits up all night geeking to find out these things, and he's got a memory like an elephant, so anything you tell him ever, he will remember. It's true, isn't it?
Is that right?
Yeah. But no longer a figure like an elephant.
True.
Now, like a little pixie.
Really?
Federation of Small Businesses have an event, Funding and Support for Innovation. It's going to be held at the Cathedral Lodge, Canterbury. I'll give you a sat-nav thing in a minute. 14th of November 2013. For the sat-nav, it's C for Charlie, T for Tango, 1, 2EH. The event is an opportunity for companies across the southeast of England to speak to the UK's National Innovation Agency about how to get new products and the ideas off the ground. Whether you face a technical challenge or are interested in any funding or partnership opportunities, this is your chance. So 3Ws dot F for Freddy, S for Sugar, B for Bertie dot org dot UK /uploads. And that's on the 14th of November. So coming up.
Cool.
31st of October, it's the tweet up at Lenley's in Roper Road, Canterbury. It's at 10 to 12 with free parking. If you're lucky, you might see Dennis Brophy, the head of Beds. You're being really... Come on, what tunage have we got, Paul Andrews? I know you're dying
No, I've got an email to read.
Okay.
And I did have another one, but you just read it out for me.
Did I? It was so in my pile, darling. What can I do?
So you planted them in all the piles.
Talking of piles, how's your diet going?
Fine, thank you. Right. I've got one more email I want to read out in this section of the show, and then we will go to some tunage, and then we'll start talking to our guests. This is quite interesting. Somebody's beeping. Is that your phone?
Not me.
Hi, I'm Stephen Jenner, and I voluntarily work in...
No, you're not. You're Paul Andrews.
Just pay attention.
Paul Andrews.
In our PR marketing department of the Gillingham Dramatic Society, GDS Productions, which is a local amateur dramatic company. Following our critically acclaimed production of the dark and powerful musical Jekyll and Hyde, GDS Productions are now currently working on our colourful, fast-paced family pantomime, Jack and the Beanstalk.
Oh, no, they're not!
which will play to packed houses at the Brook Theatre, Chatham, during the February half-term 2014. In the show, we've enlisted a number of local children, ranging from the ages of 6 to 18, many of whom have been with the company for a few shows. We believe that through drama, these children, who are from a variety of different social backgrounds, are given great confidence, self-esteem, and kept busy and kept off the streets. Local drama companies are dwindling fast at present, and we have sadly seen many companies fold due to a drop in the public attending amateur shows in the area, perhaps accountable to the recession. So we are always looking for ways to raise funds to keep the company going, as putting on a show does not come cheap these days. If your company or organisation could be so kind as to donate something to our raffle to help towards the costing of the show, and or put up posters or some flyers for your customers or employees to see, would be very appreciated. So if you want to find out more about the Gillingham Amateur Dramatic Society, GDS, Gillingham Dramatic Society, or you want to donate some raffle prizes, or you're prepared to put up a poster, or to help in any way, shape or form, you can find out more about them by going to their Facebook page, which is facebook.com/ Gillingham Dramatic Society. And there is a link to their Facebook page on the kentbusinessradio.co.uk website for show 147 today. So do please support them. I totally agree. amateur dramatics is a fabulous thing, and we really do need to try and support it more. As a lot of you may know, here on Channel Radio, we're great supporters of arts and theatre, and we actually stage and produce and broadcast radio plays. We're one of the very few stations in the UK that does that.
And Young Stu.
And Young Stu
is going into the business, isn't he?
Young Stu is in the business. He, my youngest son, is at the Bristol Old Vic Theatre right as we speak at the moment.
My youngest son went to Bristol to look at, supposedly, to look at the university there on Monday. But he had to go, of course, on Saturday for the whole weekend.
Of course you do. Why wouldn't you?
And came back with shaved eyebrows, which apparently...
Oh, he met Stu, did he?
Apparently it's the initiation ceremony when you go to visit Bristol University.
He obviously bumped into Stu in a club then. Yeah.
So this morning when I was getting ready for Scoff and Quaff, which is a superior show between 11 and 12... I found him rummaging at 7:30 in the morning for my eyebrow pencil to pencil his eyebrows in. So I've got him coming to Serenity Health and Beauty to have a little shape on his eyebrows.
Well,
Rebecca will no doubt.
Well, shape. All I can say about having your eyebrows shaved is this.
She's cursed. When it comes to loving me, she's worse. Temp Network provides reliable temporary staff to your business. Shouldn't Temp Network be supporting your business? Please contact us on 01892 531 777 or visit tempnetwork.co.uk.
Paul Andrews with the Business Bunker.
Yeah, especially for Shade here. First cut is the deepest. I'm sure your eyebrows will grow back, mate.
Yeah, but he's ruining my pencils, meanwhile.
Oh, well, never mind. What I want to do now is, last week I was lucky enough to spend a day with 100 ladies at the Women Mean Business live event at East Kent College.
Oh, they were live ones this time.
They were live women, yes. Yeah.
Good.
We won't even go there. That's part of an off-air discussion we just finished.
About Linda McCartney.
Yeah, that has absolutely no relevance to anything. Last week I spent a lovely day with the ladies at the Women Mean Business Conference, and I managed to get some interviews with some of the business ladies there, and I'd like to play four of them to you now. So have a listen to this.
Smashing.
This is the Business Bunker Show at the Women Mean Business event live at East Kent College in Broadstairs. Good morning. Who have we got here?
My name is Grace Kelly.
Hello, Grace.
Hello.
That's a good name you've got there, Grace Kelly.
I married it.
Did you? Grace. Oh, no, Kelly. Oh, I see. All right, OK, cool. Well, Grace, lovely to meet you. Tell us a little bit about your business.
My business is 21st Century Carpets.
Right.
And I supply personal service where I take samples to people's houses or offices or factories. I measure the property there and then, and I'm able to give a price while I'm there, and they can choose the colour that they need for their house.
Fabulous. So it's a personal service for
it
carpets.
Is. It is.
That is wonderful. I love that. I've never heard of that before. Do you supply and then fit, presumably?
I do. I have fitters, although they are contractors, but my contractors have been working for me from 5 to 13 years.
Fabulous. And do you deal in just a specific geographic area, or you go anywhere?
I would make it more cost effective for my customer. I can generally supply carpets in the area, and then I can use my resources of my reps to find a reputable carpet fitter in their area.
Brilliant.
Which helps them.
Fabulous. How do we find out more about this?
You can contact me through either my telephone, which is 07870 636451, or my webpage, which is www.21stcenturycarpets.co.uk.
Fabulous. Grace, lovely to see you. Enjoy the rest of your day.
Thank you very much.
Hi, what's your name?
Hi, my name's Sarah Pringle.
Hello, Sarah, how are you?
I'm really well, thank you.
Yeah, cool. Good. Are you enjoying today?
It's brilliant, absolutely brilliant.
Brilliant. And what's your business?
I'm a personal trainer.
Right.
So I help anybody lose weight, right, or train for events. I go into people's homes. I'm a nurse as well, so I can help them get them to move. My absolute passion is getting people to move with effectivity and ease.
Fabulous.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like,
yeah.
So you're a nurse as well.
I am.
That's really unusual, isn't it?
I love it. I love it.
Fabulous.
Yeah.
So how do we? Whereabouts are you based?
Okay, so I'm in Hythe in Kent.
Yeah. Okay.
But I'm happy to travel anywhere. I love supporting people, so I'd rather people email me or give me a call, and then we can at least connect, and then we can go from there.
Fabulous. Can we find you on Twitter?
You can. I'm Twitter. I'm birdonabike_.
Right.
My website's birdonabike.co.uk, and yeah. Give me a call. I'd love to support.
Brilliant. Fantastic. Lovely to meet you.
And
enjoy
you.
The rest of your day.
Okay, and you. Bye.
Bye. I'm reporting from the Women in Business Live conference at the East Kent College in Broadstairs. And it's a ladies' event, really. There's 90 businesswomen here and myself, and I've just spotted another chap that's in a room. Good morning, sir. What are you doing here?
Good morning. My name's Jonathan Tolson. I'm here with Juice Plus, a company that I work for as a distributor. It's fruits and vegetables in the capsule formation.
Fantastic. So you're one of the exhibitors here?
I am. I'm exhibiting it.
Fantastic. So tell us a little bit more about your business.
As I said, it's fruits and vegetables. It bridges the gap between what you should eat and what you do eat.
Right.
And there's athletes around the world taking it. There's, you know, normal people taking it.
Fantastic.
All sorts.
And I think I came past your stand earlier. Did they look remarkably like little sweeties?
There are some for the kids, yeah.
Yeah, wow, yeah, they look really interesting. Cool, thank you. So if we want to find out more about your business, what do we need to do?
I've got a website, which is Look Good, Make Money, Have Fun. I've also got a Facebook page, which is facebook.com/JTolsonJuicePlus, and it'll take you to the Jonathan Tolson Juice Plus, the Juice Plus Junkie.
Fantastic. Brilliant. We look forward to reading more about that.
All right.
Enjoy the rest of your day.
Thank you very much.
Cheers.
This is the Business Bunker Show at the Women Mean Business live event at East Kent College in Broadstairs. And I'm joined by an entrepreneur now. Tell us who you are and a bit about your business.
Hi, I'm Rebecca Robertson and I'm a financial planner, non-investment, and my company's called Evolution for Women.
Fabulous. And where are you based, Rebecca?
I'm based at the Innovation Centre in Medway.
Right, okay. Okay, City Way there.
Yep.
Cool. And if we want to find out more about you and your business, how can we do that?
You can go to my website. I've got lots of free information on there you can download, which is www.evolutionforwomen.co.uk. I also have a Facebook page, which is www.facebook.com/evolutionforwomen. I'm also on Twitter, which is @RebeccaRob999. So if anyone wants to link up, tweet, like, comment, share, then just come and check us out.
Fabulous. Thank you for that, Rebecca. Enjoy the rest of your day at the conference.
Thank you. Jobsinkent.com.
Paul Andrews with the Business Bunker.
Welcome back. There were some interviews from the Women Mean Business Conference, ably organised by Christine Hilton and supported by Angela Bryer Stevenson at the East Kent College last week. And we're going to have some more interviews from that event over the next couple of weeks. So thank you for that. Do you know, I think we'll introduce our first studio guest, though. What do you reckon?
I think so.
I think we've been waiting long enough for this. It's an absolute pleasure to welcome to the Business Bunker Show for the first time and onto the radio station, Jackie Murphy of Specialist Dog Training. Is that right?
That's right. Hello.
Cool. Paul. Hi, Jackie. How are you?
Very well, thank you. How are you?
I'm brilliant, thank you. Thank you so much for joining us on the Business Bunker Show. It's an absolute pleasure to have you here. Why don't you tell our listener a little bit about Jackie, and then we'll talk about some of the things you do. And I also, because it's coming up to fireworks season and we're already letting off bangers everywhere, and fireworks as well as letting off jewels,
You're a cracker.
You miss that one, didn't you?
Well, yeah. I'm too busy tweeting, keeping the whole show together, darling. Yeah. You're a bit of a cracker, though, aren't you, Paul Anders, now you've lost weight.
Yeah, yeah. We also want to talk to you about some of your tips and advice on keeping pets safe during the firework extravaganza. But first off, start telling us a little bit about Jackie and about what you do.
Sure, thank you. Pleasure to be here as well. So hello, Jules, and
hello,
Paul. Hi. My name is Jackie Murphy. I've been doing this job now for probably well over a decade. I am a fully qualified dog behaviourist or canine behaviourist. Mm. I have a foundation degree in canine behaviour management.
Wow.
And probably about 40 qualifications in the animal sector.
Wow.
I am also the ambassador of Great Britain for the International Society of Animal Professionals. We have ambassadors worldwide. I'm also a full member and board member of the UK Registry of Canine Behaviourists. I'm also their education officer as well.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So we look after up-and-coming behaviourists that actually join our association. I'm also a distance learning tutor for animal-related courses for a college which is based up in Castle Douglas, Compass Education. And I'm also a fully qualified tutor because I work for the Adult Education College in Sidcup.
Blimey, do you get any spare time?
No.
That's really fascinating because it's not a world I know anything about at all. So just hearing all of those qualifications and the things that you're involved in terms of the organisations that you're involved in is fascinating in and of itself. Are there many dog, pet, animal behaviourists in the UK? How many people kind of practice this?
Yeah, there are thousands.
Is there really?
Yeah.
Wow.
There are some really good ones. And the actual animal behaviour and training is now changing. And they're now hopefully going to get the whole industry regulated.
Right.
So which they should, yeah.
Absolutely. Because there are some really good trainers and dog behaviourists out there. And unfortunately, when something does go wrong, we all seem to be tarred with with the same brush, which is really, really sad.
Sure.
But yes.
So what's the push? Is it to have only qualified people that are able to deliver courses?
Absolutely. Yep. Basically, the Animal Behaviour and Training Council, the ABTC, are a group of professional people are hoping to get the actual industry regulated.
Hmm.
The UK Registry of Canine Behaviourists is one of those founding members, along with I think you'll find the veterinary nursery, and there's loads of others.
Yeah.
I think RSPCA as well. I can't remember off the top of my head the others. And what we're doing is we're actually setting standards for upcoming trainers. So trainers are people who actually train dogs. Mm. Then there's the standards for instructors. So those people can teach people to train dogs. And then you've got the actual behaviourist. And those go right across the board, and those can actually deal with actual behavioural problems.
Right. And you do all of those things,
Absolutely. Presumably.
Yeah. Okay.
Because what I was going to say was, I've had dogs all my life, always rescued, apart from my German Shepherd, which we spoke about earlier, but always from the Dogs Trust. Or Bassy dogs going back. But the training has changed over the years.
Heel, Jules. Heel.
And
I know, done work.
And big. But the training has changed. You know, the choke chains are going out, aren't they? There's now the harnesses that are coming in. Mm. And I had my trainer, I noticed it was much more dog friendly. You know, the heel thing was not using a choke, and it was sort of stopping and letting the lead go loose and waiting for the dog to come back to you. A big change, don't you think?
Oh, absolutely. We're looking now at sort of using positive reward-based training. And what we do there is we actually teach the owners to actually reward the dog. So we reward the behaviour that we do want. So instead of yanking and pulling the dog here, there and everywhere, we actually get the dog to think. And by actually getting the dog to think, we actually then, it's like a lottery, we actually then pay the dog, and we pay the dog in treats.
High reward,
yes. Yeah. And it's so much easier to actually teach someone to teach their dog using food, because you can reward the behaviour immediately.
Works on Jules.
It does. Yeah, I'd do anything for a muffin.
Yeah.
For a boiled egg.
Yeah.
Or a Prosecco.
I've seen a boiled egg.
Yeah, exactly.
The Prosecco is the thing that works best with me, I find.
Yeah.
And without the tea bag?
Without the tea bag, yes. Prosecco without a tea bag is always good.
Yeah, she has Prosecco in a bowl outside, outside Wheeler's. They put it out for her. Yes. Anyway, enough of that
Coming
nonsense.
Back to dogs, was there ever a dog that you've had real problems? Because some dogs are more intelligent, aren't they? Or easier to train?
There's a fallacy that some dogs are more intelligent. Basically, every dog, every breed of dog has been bred to do a specific task, and you cannot really gauge an intelligence test that's right across the board that you can actually say this dog is more intelligent for this dog. Because if you take a sight hound such as a greyhound and give it a test which is set for, like, for a border collie, it's never going to work because they're just two different breeds of dogs doing two different sort of jobs. So it's very difficult.
And they do very different things.
Absolutely.
It's amazing, isn't it, that we can work that out for dogs, but we can't work that out for people.
Yes, but the same.
I find that amazing.
But it's the same principle, Paul Andrews, and Rebecca, of training children, rewarding children. You know, you praise the good behaviour and you sort of don't really acknowledge the bad behaviour. You know, it's all about positive, isn't it?
It is. Yeah. Well, the actual psychology behind everything can actually start off as human psychology, and then it's just adapted for different species.
You see, there's hope for you, Paul.
Really? Do you think I can be brought to heel?
Yeah, possibly.
Yeah.
I've got a little harness outside.
I'm sure you have. Anyway, enough of that nonsense. I'm fascinated by the range of things that you do. Looking at your website the other day, you have a number of different courses. You have different levels of things that you do, you know, puppy training, one-to-one training, group training, stuff like that. Run us through some of those different things and the rationale behind some of the different ways of training dogs. And I just want to ask as well, do you focus specifically on dogs? You don't handle alpacas or
elephants
or giraffes or anything like that?
No, the only other sort of species that I do deal with are cats. So,
right.
But yes, I
can you train a cat?
You can, actually.
Can you?
Yeah, I had a rescue cat that was given to me by the Cats Protection League many, many years ago, and he is the reason why I'm actually sitting here today.
Really?
And he had very bad behavioural problems. He'd already gone to two homes, and he'd already been brought back again, and I was his last chance.
Oh, right.
Then he was a little black cat.
Oh.
And he came to live with us, and he just attacked everyone in the household.
Yeah.
And so was he feral?
No, he wasn't feral, bless him. He was
He was just angry.
Catty.
He was very angry. He was found, he was only a year and a half, and he was found in a flat up in the Sidcup area.
Oh, well, that explains it.
The owners had just upped and left him there in the flat.
Oh.
All right.
So he was rescued and taken to the Cats Protection League, and he'd been returned many, many times.
Now he's living in Catford.
Bless him. And he came to live with me, and after sort of my inverted commas cured him, I wanted to really find out what sort of changed his behaviour. So hence, I have done all these courses, and that's sort of then taken me into the world of dogs as well.
Wow. But I'm just fascinated having seen cats and their behaviour, which I quite admire, because they are pretty aloof animals, aren't they?
They do what
and
they want, yeah.
The cats just kind of do what they want and train their humans more than the other way around, I think. I'm fascinated to learn that you can actually influence a cat.
Yeah, I taught him to sit, come when called.
Really?
Next to me, yeah.
Wow.
That's amazing. Mm.
All those things.
She kept, when he looked in the mirror, she kept showing him a picture of a dog.
You will do this.
Yeah.
So from the Barbara Woodhouse School of Dog Training, where do you go from there? You know, you've changed from that approach, have you? All that sit and walkies and
absolutely stuff, even, you know, right across the board, other trainers, even the, you know, the police dog handlers are now actually using food as a reward, because they found that the dogs then want to do what you're asking them to do. They're not shying away or, you know, not wanting to do it. They're actually sort of saying, yes, okay, then I've done that, you've given me this, I quite like what you've given me, so they'll do some more.
What's the hardest, most problematic customer you've had, doggy-wise?
I think it's the owner.
Okay, well, owner's not following through what you've asked them to do, or...?
It's very easy when you see certain TV programmes and you see all those fixes done over a period of time, say within an hour, and some behaviours... Well, let me explain the difference between training and behaviour. Training is when you specifically get a dog to do something. So you're training a dog to sit, to lie down, to come when called, talk next to you. Whereas the behavioural side, you need to actually find out the psychological reasons why the animal's behaving the way it is. So that needs a lot more work than actually getting the dog to sit.
Right. So there with my rescue, Cassie, who Paul Andrews has met on many an occasion, she came to me with very bad boundary aggression, and it makes our life hell. Sitting in our gardens, the dog next door, and she just goes bananas, and yet outside she's lovely with all dogs. So how has she learnt that behaviour from her previous home before we rescued her?
Well, she might not, because sometimes when we look at territorial behaviours, they can be really self-rewarding. So say, for example, the dog that barks when the postman arrives. What it does is that the postman, the idea is from a human point of view, the postman arrives, delivers the post, and he goes again. What the dog sees is that someone's coming up the driveway, pushes something through the letterbox and leaves again. So the dog will bark, 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 and then that person goes. And it's self-rewarding because the dog then thinks, oh, I've done my job.
Got rid of the person.
Yeah, okay, that makes sense.
So hence, if you're out in your garden, the dog might hear the other dog next door, might start barking. The next door neighbours might call the dog in, and then your dog thinks, oh yeah, that works. And
Cassie, if you're listening, I'll give you Jackie's phone number.
Yeah. And then also, us as owners, we then self-reward it. We either then start shouting at the dog, and the dog thinks, oh yeah, they're joining in. I must be doing right.
Right.
I don't do that because I've had a dog trainer around. But what we're supposed to do is calm her and go, it's fine, it's fine. But she's just so completely out of it. You'll have to come round.
Okay.
She froths and goes mad, absolutely mad. But I've got a long training lead, which I've started to put her on, and that seems to make her a bit better. Whether she's more, is she more secure on a long lead? Or
it may be that you've got a little bit more of control of her. But actually sort of trying to pacify her when she's barking, again, that can be self-rewarding.
Right, so my trainer was wrong. I'm having you round, Jackie.
Do you know, it's really interesting. This is really interesting. Many years ago, I worked as a management trainer with people. And a lot of the psychological developments that were coming out at that time in the early 90s were focused on the old school management issues were carrot and stick. And there was lots of stick. You know, if you don't do this, you get sacked. If you don't do this, you lose your job. Da, 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 da. And it didn't work. Nobody was ever motivated. And a long time ago, a lot of us started teaching reward-based management. Mm. So basically, you praise people for the things they do well, and then help them fix the things they don't do so well. Yeah, and you motivate them because they're willing to change because they get so much positive feedback. But one of the interesting things, and this is what reminded me of it, was that there was a study done by B.F. Skinner, who was a 1950s behavioural psychologist. And he went into a factory in the United States, and he completely changed the environment that people were working in. He made it much nicer. He painted the walls. He put some furniture in and stuff like that. And productivity went up 30%. The interesting thing was the company ran out of money, so they came along and they took it all out. okay, they took it all away and productivity went up another 10%. And he was fascinated by that, and this is where it comes down to what you were saying, Jackie. What they discovered was that purely giving people attention works.
Absolutely.
So what you're saying is, you know, the dog, whether you shout at it, kick it up the bum or pat it on its head, at least it thinks, well, do you know, at least they're not ignoring me.
Absolutely.
And that is the reward that we can falsely give people, and it seems animals.
Yeah, absolutely. You can be rewarding all the wrong behaviours.
Yeah.
It's, you know, when we look at the behavioural side, we need to look at the whole environment of the dog. And you mentioned sort of courses. One of the courses that I actually devised many years ago was a puppy home start course, because a lot of puppies come into the homes and they're perhaps not allowed to go out or not allowed to join classes until they're about sort of 12, 13 weeks old. So I devised a course that I can actually go in and start teaching puppies right from the word go. So we look at everything, the whole puppy environment, the whole puppy training. And it's a 3-session course, and it is purely designed for puppies who are under sort of 15 weeks old. And you can start as soon as possible. So you're working with a blank canvas, and you can put all in good, positive behaviour right from the word
start. That sounds fantastic. Mm. I've had a tweet here from Gabrielle, who was on our show.
Mm-hmm.
And she's saying, can you tell us, Jackie, about your dog Teddy and how he is a male German Shepherd, is helping teach children to read in schools?
Oh, wow. Yes, I thought that, you know, many children are really either embarrassed or really don't have the confidence of actually sort of talking out loud. So what I do is I go into schools. Yes, that's my dog, Teddy.
That's Teddy. I've just retweeted it, listener, if you're watching. Mm-hmm.
And what I do is because animals don't have any, they don't have any judgment. So I get children to actually read
like
to him, and it just builds their confidence.
Mm.
And after they've read, they've done a little bit of reading, they actually get a sticker with "I've read with Ted." So it just builds their confidence up. It really does.
Sure.
Yeah.
So you're using it with kids with dyslexia or kids that are nervous?
Yeah. Any type of child. And I've taken him into lots of sort of junior schools where, you know, children who have even been nervous around sort of animals can actually, they don't have to stand anywhere near him. They can sit in the classroom and he just lays down and he just listens to them read.
Well-trained dog there.
Mm. Brilliant. We're kind of fast running out of time, and I want to cover the whole aspect of the season that we're in at the moment, the fireworks season, because a lot of people have concerns about that with their pets in general.
Sure.
Can you just run us through some of the tips and must-dos, if you like, to keep our pets safe and happy during fireworks?
Yeah, sure, yeah. No problem. Well, for short-term management, because we're nearly on firework night, it's what you have to do is make sure that you've walked your dog probably in the daylight, so well before dusk, because fireworks tend to go off as soon as sort of like we get dusk nowadays.
Mm.
So give him a good walk or give her a good walk. Make sure that you actually give your dog something to think about. So perhaps sort of play with your dog sort of during that sort of time. Draw the curtains, make a den for it. Get lots of sort of duvets. You can buy sort of cheap duvets. So make a den, and you want to sort of do that now so the dog can actually go in. And sort of the actual duvet will actually muffle the sound as well. So turn the TV up a little bit or put some music on or listen to Bunker Business Radio, so that you've got something that you're actually focusing on. If you know your dog or your puppy's really, really frightened, then stay in with it as well. And just sort of try and sort of get over the sort of the fireworks season. But for long-term management, then perhaps sort of look into sort of buying a fireworks sort of CD sounds, firework DC CD, which I've actually devised as well. So, and that will help the dogs who are fearful, who are phobic.
What about, Jackie, these pheromone plugins?
Yeah, the Adaptil is a good sort of plug-in. That releases a pheromone that sort of helps the dogs to calm down. You've got other products that you can, herbal products that you can buy. You've got treats that have got skullcap and valerium in as well.
Rescue
remedy in the water, things like that, so that the dog is sort of like nice and calm. But they're all short-term.
Right.
You know, you need to also look at long-term as well and help the dog sort of overcome these sounds.
Is it possible for dogs and pets in general to become totally comfortable with it. If they start, you know, cause some dogs ignore it anyway and they're not fussed about it, but those that are nervous, do can they eventually overcome it and be happy around things like that?
Yeah, if you look at sort of humans on the psychology side, then, you know, the actual phobia there is towards sounds, and you need to do it very, very gradually. I mean, I've worked with a media guy who's we've produced a firework CD, which is literally as if you were at a firework event. So it even has background sounds as well. So you play it at a very, very low level, and then you slowly increase it over a period of time. So the dog gets used to sounds. And then by having a sound CD, you effectively then can play it throughout the year, because we have so many events and festivals now that include fireworks.
I know. Weddings, even.
Yeah, absolutely.
Goes on and
every
on.
Weekend, I live opposite a golf club and hotel and a wedding venue, and every weekend there are fireworks every weekend, right throughout the summer and winter.
Yeah. You want to stop going around there.
I know. I thought they were fireworks, but they're actually shooting at me. Yeah. Cool. Jackie, we could talk about this forever, but sadly we've run out of time for this week.
Okay.
For the moment, thank you so much for joining us on the Business Bunker Show. Give us a shout out for your web address and your Twitter handle and stuff like that, so that people can follow up.
Brilliant. My website is www.specialistdogtraining.co.uk.
And the Twitter is at Dog Training Jackie with a Y, J-A-C-K-Y.
Thank cool. you, Jules.
Thank you, Jackie.
Thank you.
Do stay with us for the remaining few minutes of the show.
I fancy opening a hotel for dogs now on the Isle of Dogs.
Well, do you know what I think?
You're going to play Tunage?
Mm.
The Indians send signals from the rocks above the pass. The cowboys take position in the bushes and the grass. The score is with the corporal, she is tied against a tree. She doesn't mind the language, it's the beating she don't need. She lets loose all the horses when the corporal is asleep. And he wakes to find the fire's dead and arrows in his axe. And Davy Crockett rides around and says it's cool for cats, it's cool for cats. The Sweeney's doing 90 cause they've got nowhere to go. They get a gang of villains in a shed up at Heathrow. They're counting out the fivers when the handcuffs lock again. In and out at once with the numbers on their names. It's funny how the missus always looks a bleeding sane. And meanwhile at the station there's a couple of likely lads who swear like as your father, and they're very cool for cats, they're cool for cats. Change the mood a little, I've been posing down the pub. I'm seeing my reflection, I'm looking slightly rough. I fancy this, I fancy that, I wanna be so fresh. I'll give a little muscle and I'll spend a little cash. But all I get is bitter and a nasty little rash. And by the time I'm sober, I've forgotten what I've had. And everybody tells me that it's cool to be a cat, cool for cats. Questions that she hangs onto the wall. I kiss her for the first time and then I take her home. I'm invited in for coffee and I give the dog a bone. She likes to go to discos but she's never on her own. I said I'll see you later and I'll give her some old chat. But it's not like that on the TV. When it's cool for cats, it's cool for cats.
Welcome back to the Business Bunker Show.
Love that tune. Very apt.
Cool for Cats.
What you could have played, of course, is the Bonzo Dog Doodah.
I could have done, but I went for Cool for Cats because I like a bit of Squeeze.
Yeah. Great, they're great lyricists, aren't they?
Yeah, fabulous.
Glenn Tilbrook, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah. Anyway, funnily enough, I used to live in Fulham many years ago, and they used to practice in a place in the same road as me.
Did they?
Yeah, really good band. Anyway, I've had loads and loads of tweets.
They used to practice in the road?
No, in the same road as me.
Not out in the street, though.
Yeah, 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 just in the middle of the road. Yeah. Anyway, we've had loads of tweets, and I'm trying to catch up with some of them, but I keep being interrupted, and we've got another fabulous guest to talk to as well, and we're fast running out of time, as normal. Jacqueline Offen of JJ Systems has sent me a tweet that says, over 100 tickets to our winter charity ball have now been sold, and we've got less than 3 weeks to wait until the ladies get their posh frocks out. Paul, as ever, could you kindly mention that we still have a few seats remaining, and you can find out about these remaining seats by going to their website, which is JJ, that's just the two letters, JJ Systems, all one word, .co.uk/soapbox, and you can find out about their charity winter ball in aid of the Emil Fowry Foundation. So that's the winter charity ball in aid of the Emil Fowry Foundation, and it's being held at Port Lynn Mansion and Gardens on November the 16th. So if you'd like one of the very few remaining tickets for that, get along to that and find out more about it, and we will put a link to that on the Business Bunker website shortly after the end of the show. I also want to mention that there's a new telephone service being advised by connectit.co, that's connect-it.co, connectit.co, and it's now possible to have a new type of business phone that is hosted in the cloud. And there are a number of plans that you can choose for cloud-hosted telephones. You can try it for 30 days at no cost and no risk. You can choose a highly memorable number. It doesn't replace your existing landline or phone number. The service is hosted in the cloud but run on a Tier 1 network, so it's not voice over IP. There's a 99.95% service uptime guarantee. And if you move or relocate, you can take your number with you. You can instantly route phone calls to any landline or mobile. You can choose which prefix you want to use, 01, 02, 03, 08. You can view live inbound call statistics, and you have instant disaster recovery if your landline goes down. Use the cloud number on your website to track calls. It works in exactly the same way as other cloud services, e.g. email or data backup or anything like that. They have three packages available with some special introductory offers for listeners of Kent Business Radio. So if you want to find out about the packages, go to their website, which is www.connect-it.co, connectit.co, and check that out. Jules is busy playing with her phone, so I'll read another email, which is UK Speed Networking is taking place on December the 4th between 12 and 2 o'clock, and it's the UK Speed Networking, and it's happening at the Kent Science Park over there in Sittingbourne. Expand your business network and win new work at our December Speed Networking lunch. If you've never been to Speed Networking before, it's an incredibly effective way of making new introductions. Unlike other open networking events, you are guaranteed to speak to all the other delegates on a one-to-one basis. It costs a paltry £15 plus VAT, which also includes lunch, and you can find out more about it by going to their website, which is speednetworkingdec2013.eventbrite.co.uk. And again, there is a link on the Kent Business Radio website to that. Just also a heads up to say that at Fruitworks this Thursday evening, 7 p.m, free beer and networking with a lineup of three great speakers at Fruitworks, 77 Stour Street in Canterbury. Do go along and book your ticket to that. The website is fruitworks.co. If you go and look at create, you can book your free ticket for free beer and free networking at the Fruitworks Create event this Thursday evening at 7 p.m.
So brilliant venue, check it out if you haven't
been. It's a fabulous event. The event's really cracking.
We've had a tweet from the fabulous James Gardner, who could be in LA or wherever their office is in America, but he has said, enjoying the show and love listening to Jackie the dog trainer, and here's a photo of our dog Molly, and he sent a lovely picture of a brown and white little, is it a little King Charlesy spaniely type puppy. Looks like a puppy. Love that picture. And also Seven Oaks Tunbridge, think that our Labrador is not normal. He loves the fireworks and sits by the window watching. That's a lovely, lovely...
With a banger in his mouth.
I've never known a Labrador that's slim, have you? Mm-hmm. And also Shackleton the Penguin has tweeted in and said, looking forward to the Abbott Spartan brownie breakfast this Thursday morning with Jules Serkin, and I hope there are special kippers for me. Shackleton the Penguin, maybe.
Cool. And Gabrielle Argent has asked me to mention the Twitter workshop on Friday the 8th of November and a LinkedIn workshop on Friday the 15th of November in Sevenoaks with ZC Social Media. You can find out about that by following ZC Social Media on the Twitter or Gabby Stapleton on the social media, or you can just Google Zoe Cairns and you'll find out all about it because she's famous, Zoe.
She'll pop up.
Yeah. So that's Friday the 8th is a Twitter workshop, and Friday the 15th of November is a LinkedIn workshop, both of those in Sevenoaks. It's an absolute pleasure now to welcome into the Business Bunker studio our second guest of the day, the absolutely lovely Rebecca Nutt. Hi, Rebecca. How are you?
Hi, Paul. I'm very well, thank you. Thank you for inviting me on the show.
It's an absolute pleasure. It's real cracking to see you here. Now, Rebecca runs Serenity Health and Beauty,
yes,
in both Whitstable and Canterbury.
That is correct, yes.
Cool. And tell us a little bit about your businesses, but I also want to ask something. It was about a year ago now that your business in Whitstable had an accident as well, wasn't it?
Yes, it was March.
Or was it?
Yeah,
was it March this
year?
Yes. Yeah, was it? Okay.
Yes, we had a very nice young man decide to crash into the front of the shop. So, yes, it caused about £50,000 worth of damage.
Oh, blimey.
So, all very distressing.
But you all recovered from that.
All recovered, yes. We have fabulous new shop front windows. So that's the silver lining, I guess.
Yeah, sure.
But, yeah, it's all back to normal now.
Brilliant.
And, yeah.
And the said young man is relishing some time with Her Majesty's...
He's helping the Queen, is he?
Yeah.
All
he
right,
is,
okay.
Yes.
Good idea.
He is, yes.
Cool. Well, I'm pleased you got it all back together because
Thank you.
What a stressful time that was for you.
Yes. And extremely quickly. What was your turnaround on that? It was amazing.
Well, we were back open within 10 days, which
wow.
was, quite a stressful 10 days.
I'm sure.
But, yeah, that was a good thing. And then we were closed again for another week while they actually finished the... building and such like at the front of the
right.
front of the shop.
It now looks fabulous.
It does.
It's
thank you.
St John's Road, just on the corner, Paul, of Swalecliff.
Is that right?
Yeah. If you want to go and have some microdermal abrasion.
Yes.
You keep trying to send me along there to do it.
We keep saying that you're going to come to the salon and have some microdermal
I don't know what they're trying
Monday.
To say. Jackie, I don't know what they're trying Monday. To say about my skin. They keep, for years they've been going on about
this.
Well,
we thought you might like a treat.
Yeah, no, it'll be lovely. I will come along and have it done.
What is the most essential thing you think for a business person if they want to look well groomed, a man or woman, what is the, maybe for a man and for a woman, what is the most essential beauty thing that you think can make a difference to someone's face?
I think the most I think the most important thing for a business person especially is anything that's going to relax them and make them feel good and give them a sense of well-being. Anything like that will just give your skin a nice glow. So any kind of facial, any kind of massage, it will really make a difference. Mm. Especially for ladies, obviously an eyebrow shape.
Makes a huge difference.
A huge difference, yes. So keeping control of the wiry eyebrows.
So what kind of, are you doing waxing and threading?
We do, we're now offering threading as well. We do in both our salons in Canterbury and Whitstable. So that's proving to be extremely popular.
Hold on, a cotton picking minute here. Eyebrows to me come in two forms, caterpillar or penciled in.
Well, Paul, I did threaten I was going to bring my wax pot.
You did actually, yeah. So what's threading?
Threading is quite an ancient form of hair removal. It comes from India.
Right.
And is literally where you wrap cotton around the hairs and pull them out.
Oh.
So it's very.
Does it hurt?
No.
I wasn't convinced by that answer, I've got to tell you.
We go through childbirth.
No pain, no gain. No, it's not pain-free.
It's not unpleasant.
It's not painful. No,
right.
It's not horrendous.
Okay. So it's a way of plucking your eyebrows, basically.
It is.
Threading.
It is.
Because to me, it sounded like you were actually putting eyebrows in rather than taking them out.
No, unfortunately. I think some people would like that. But right. But no, that can't be done as yet. Not in the high street, anyway.
But you also do makeup lessons. So for ladies who are losing their brow, as they get older, the brow gets sparser. You do things for that, don't
yes,
you?
Yes, we do a lot of... eyebrow shaping. So especially with we now use, rather than using a pencil, we're now saying use a shadow to match your eyebrow color,
so like a powder.
Yeah, a powder. So actually applying that rather than using a pencil is much softer, gives a much more natural look, which at the end of the day is what we all want, to look naturally beautiful rather than
like me.
Exactly.
Rather than like
just
you.
Like you.
Yeah,
and can
absolutely.
They buy the brow kit from you?
Yes, stuff? we use two brands of makeup in our salons. In our Whitstable salon, we have Bare Minerals. So I'm sure lots of you will have heard of that. It's an American brand, and it is, as I say, a mineral makeup. So it's very natural, and again gives a very natural look. To the face. We also in our Canterbury salon use a Canadian brand called Anthony Braden.
Oh, Anthony Braden.
Which I love. And it's more of a professional makeup artist brand, so you get lots of fashion colours. The foundations are really high coverage, just a really flawless look to it, and they do an amazing eyebrow shadow which you can apply with a bristle brush to give a good shape. So, and as I say, it gives it a much more natural smoother look rather than using a pencil, which can sometimes look very liney,
very drawn in,
harsh and very drawn in.
Yeah, sure.
Eyebrows are a big thing now, so
are they,
as I'm sure you probably, with the old towie and you know, the only way is Essex, that's very popular. The old eyebrows,
because it's funny, isn't it, eyebrows are things that come in and go out of fashion quite regularly, and you'd think there's not an awful lot you can do. You can either have them or not have them, basically.
But the thing is, if they're over plucked, that's it.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah.
If you keep over plucking,
I
must watch that.
So you, well, you must, but yeah. So you need to see Rebecca to get the proper line.
That's it.
And then you just keep
I don't know if you know this, Jules, but I'm a bloke.
We do. Yeah. We have a lot of male clients.
I've seen them.
For eyebrows.
They have Elvis.
Oh, no, shut up.
They actually have Elvis going in there for his chest.
Yeah. I've heard that. I've heard Elvis is always there. Yeah. No, I want to find out about this. So what do your male clients have done to their eyebrows?
They quite often, what they call the Uno brow. So it's all joined in the centre. That's a really popular part. So we remove that either with the wax or
threading.
Oh, you
take it out.
Threading.
You don't put them in.
Yeah, no, we don't put them in. We take them out. And also give a better shape. So some and trim them as well. A lot of men have quite long, wiry eyebrows. So a good trim and a shape really makes a big difference. And the art with doing a man's eyebrow tidy is obviously you need to make sure that they're not going to look too feminine, still keeping it a more of a manly look their more of a manly shape, so not too thin and not too arched, that sort of thing.
Okay, now that's fair enough. If you go to a traditional man's barber shop, they will quite often ask if you want your eyebrows
trimmed
and your ear hair
nasal
sorted
hair.
Out.
Nasal hair.
Yeah, exactly. I wasn't going to mention that.
But when Elvis comes in, because I've seen him, because
he comes on a regular basis.
Well, he actually sang at my wedding.
He's
the best. He's been voted the best Elvis in the whole of Europe, I think. But
he has his award.
I know we mustn't talk about clients, but he won't mind because he has his chest waxed, does he, or his back?
No.
Oh, other bits.
Yeah. We do all waxing for men, but apart from we don't do the boy zillion, as it's now called, so the male bikini area, we avoid that. So
it's worth
I think if you're in London, then that's fine. But to be honest, I don't think there's many gents in the Swalecliff area that would.
Now let's go on to grooming for business hands, because as you know, Paul Andrews, I am a terrible nail biter. Look, he's rolling his eyes now. I'm the really bad, so I can have a finger like that. Or I can have a hand like that.
Yeah, right.
I'm just being rude to him, listening with my
finger.
So I can have a finger like that.
Can you really?
Or a hand like
really?
that. So So I go to Rebecca regularly, which is why I said she must come on, because grooming, you know, if I go to a meeting with tatty fingers and bitten nails, it looks awful.
Yes, it's hugely important.
It is. So Rebecca has cured me, more or less. I've only got that one that I bite.
Is that just that one?
Well, yes. It's taken me
a while to
curb the nibbling of the nails, but... Yes.
So what would you say to for males, if they're listening, about then? Can they have a male manicure?
Yes, we do men's manicures and pedicures. And I think especially for business men that are having a lot of meetings where they're shaking hands and, you know, it's very important that their hands are well groomed. You know, it really does make a big difference to how people, their first impression of you, you know. So, yeah, we have quite a few male clients. Male clients are... becoming more
common,
increasing in numbers, yeah, because it's not just ladies that want the being looked after and wanting to look their best. It's important for men to do the same as well. So.
Yeah, sure.
Well,
yeah.
Tailcare have just tweeted in and they're asking you, Rebecca, this is Lisa Marie Settle and Tailcare Limited.
Oh, hi,
and
Lisa.
They're saying, what are the benefits of microdermabrasion facials? Apart from Paul Andrews, what are the benefits?
Well, a microdermabrasion facial is a treatment where you're actually exfoliating the dead layers of the skin. We have about 30 layers of skin, obviously micro layers, and as you get older your layers tend to build up, so having the microdermabrasion,
your layers are building up.
Having a microdermabrasion will remove up to 3 layers, which doesn't sound a lot obviously with 30 layers, but you know it needs to be very gentle. 3 layers of dead skin cells. So what you're actually doing is bringing the newer, fresher living skin cells to the surface, so it's going to give you a much more youthful look. You're going to look a lot more radiant.
There you are, Paul.
And also any products that you then put onto the skin afterwards, so your moisturizers, any serums, anything like that, will actually find it much easier to penetrate into the skin, into the living tissue, rather than having to sort of battle its way through the dead layers and sort of getting stuck there. So it's actually going to give you a much better result with your home care products as well as you know, just giving a good look to the skin.
And is that a one-off or a course, the microdermabrasion?
You can just have a one-off treatment if you just want a beauty flash, or if you're going to a party, that sort of thing, to freshen the skin up, give you a lovely glow. But if you have if you're somebody that suffers from pigmentation marks, so if you've had overexposure to the sun, also fine lines and wrinkles, or if you have any open pores, things like that, what that's going to do is, if you have a course of 10 treatments, that's then going to actually smooth it all out, and you have one treatment a week, and it will actually give you a much more smoother look, much more flawless, and it will help to actually take away all those damaged dead skin cells.
That sounds brilliant. And cool. Janice Watton is also saying...
I was just going to read that. Go on, you can read it.
It's for Paul Andrews. It's for you, Vanilla Web, Paul Andrews. Oh. Thinking of hair removal, are you doing Movember? Perhaps you could then have it all waxed off. What do you say, Jules Serkin? I say yes. Serenity Becker would be glad to do that. And I will take the pictures.
Funnily enough, I won't bore you with the whole story because we haven't got that long left.
He's going to anyway.
No, I'm not. But Mrs. Serkin actually forced me into growing my sideburns. Don't go anywhere else
with
it.
They look fabulous,
just,
Paul.
Just anyway, over the whole weekend, because it looked ridiculous having, you know, 2 lengths of different sideburns, I just didn't shave. And I'm one of those people that can grow a beard really quickly. So it only takes me 2 days to grow a beard.
Swarthy.
Yeah, except I'm not swarthy anymore because I'm old now. My beard was white and grey, so it grew.
But
so,
great for November 20, December 25th.
Well, exactly. That's my whole point with what Janice is saying. So actually, as up until 7:30 this morning, I actually did have a moustache and beard, as it happened, but I shaved it off before I came in. And the chances of me having it waxed are about zero.
While we're here, my lovely accountant Andrew Wood from Nash Reed Accountancy,
does he have sideburns?
He has a full beard, but for Children in Need, I haven't told you this yet, for Children in Need, I'm actually waxing his chest. So if anyone's local to the salon and they'd like to donate to Children in Need, I'm hopefully going to take some photographs and put them up of him being tortured having his chest waxed because he's quite a hairy chap, bless him, then please pop in and donate for a great charity.
Now, what's his name of his accountancy?
Nash Reed Accountancy. And Nash, he's in Margate, Reed. Based in Margate.
Okay, accountancy. And what date is it?
We're actually doing, I think Children in Need is the 15th of November. I think that's correct. And he's coming into the salon on the 14th of November. So, as I say, any donations for Children in Need would be fabulous.
Or if any other people wanted to have theirs.
Yeah,
at the same
so if
time.
Anyone wants to join in, Paul.
While you got the wax pot out.
Fabulous. Now we will
Paul will
that
have that other thing, you know, the gazillion, whatever you call
no,
it.
Boyzillion.
No, yeah, no, he'll have
no
that.
He won't. For those listeners,
too late, it's been booked.
For those listeners that don't know, Paul got blagged into doing a charity chest wax last year, and I still have flashbacks over it. Yeah. I look like an oven-ready turkey when they finished. It wasn't nice. It wasn't pleasant, and I won't be doing it again. Sorry.
We can't convince you this year, then.
No, no.
For children.
I don't care how heart-jerkingly emotional you get. I'm not having wax spread on any part of my body ever again. I even shy away from candles now.
Oh, dear.
Cool. Becca, we could talk about this for a long, long time. Tell us where your two salons are. They're in Whitstable and Canterbury.
One is in Swellcliffe, just outside Whitstable.
St John's Road.
St John's Road. And the other is in 21 Castle Street. We're in a hair salon there. So
that's Stephen...
Within Stephen James. So that's 21 Castle Street. So it's really close to the car parks. It's quite an easy...
Yeah, brilliant. It's actually pretty close to where it works. It's just around the corner.
So there you are. You can have your boyzillion.
Yes.
But
you can find both those addresses on our website with everything else that we do. We've got quite a comprehensive website, all our treatments and
fabulous.
And
give
so
us
on.
A shout for your website.
It's www.serenityhealthandbeauty.co.uk.
Fabulous. And tell us what your Twitter handle is.
I am at Serenity Becker, so you can tweet me any of your questions. And also we have a Canterbury Facebook page, which is Serenity Health and Beauty Canterbury. So you can follow us on that. We often have offers and bespoke deals just for the Facebook. So
fabulous. Becca, thank you so much for joining us on the Business
Thank
Bunker.
You for inviting me.
I'm sorry we couldn't talk to you longer, but we're fast running out of time, and I'm sure we'll welcome you back, and we'll certainly talk about some of the outcomes of raising some of this money by waxing various bits of body.
My poor accountant.
Bless him. Some people would do anything for a customer, won't they, really? But for the moment, Becca, thank you so much for joining us.
It's been
an absolute pleasure to have you on the show.
Thank you.
Exporting for Growth event with Declan Curry at the Mercure Maidstone Great Danes, talking of dogs, hotel in Maidstone is on the 11th of November, 9 to 1 o'clock. International trade can help businesses grow, and this event will help you to understand more about the overseas markets, how to access international business opportunities, and the support available to help your company. So come along and meet like-minded businesses and find out more about Exporting for Growth. The information you need is on www.exportgrowth111113. And the latest edition of the Kent International Bulletin is available to download from www.kentinternationalbusiness.co.uk. Thank you for that.
Brilliant. We've had some tweets from Lisa Jane Davis, who says our free networking event at the Hand and Sector on the 6th of November, 6 p.m. at Tunbridge Breakfast Friends. So that's the Hand and Sector in Tunbridge on the 6th of November at 6 p.m. And then the next breakfast is the 27th of November. If you want to find out more about that, you can follow either Miss LJ Davis, D-A-V-I-E-S, on the Twitter, or I think there's also a Twitter handle for Be Fast Friends tends to be the Seven Oaks and Tunbridge Breakfast Friends Twitter handle. So that's Be Fast Friends. Or Miss LJ Davis. Follow either of those to find out more about that.
On the 6th of November, you can meet Anne Barnes, the Kent Police and Crime Commissioner, at the Angel Leisure Centre, Angel Lane, Tunbridge. The sat-nav is T for Tiger, N for Norman, 9-1-Q-H. It's on the 6th of November, as I said, at 6:30 p.m. to 8:30, and you can ask her loads of questions and issues that you might have. The Kent Police Chief Constable Ian Lear Month will also be attending the event. And so if you want to book your place, you can go on to www.kent-pcc.gov.uk/meet-the-commissioner. Or call 01-622-677-055. Bit Dixon and Doc Green, that, isn't it?
It was a bit.
Yeah.
We've had a tweet from Hadlow Manor Hotel.
Have we?
Who say, we're first-time listeners today, been told it's a great show and that we should listen, and we were told that by Breakfast Friends. We're a 25-room hotel in Hadlow. So welcome to Hadlow Manor Hotel. I do actually know the hotel quite well, and it's a lovely place. So do check that out. Mm. And you can follow them on the Twitter at Hadlow Manor.
The West Kent branch AGM is at the River Centre in Medway Wharf, Tunbridge. That's TN91RE, and it's 19th of November. The guest speaker is Dennis Chambers. English is England's most haunted village, apparently, according to the 1989 edition of the Guinness Book of Records.
Where's this?
This is at the River Centre, Medway, Tunbridge.
Nah, Pluckley's the most haunted village, everyone
yeah,
knows that.
I thought that.
They're trying to blag it. Get out of it.
Well, that's what they're saying.
Yeah,
get out of it. I never heard of that, did you, being haunted?
Nah, it's Pluckley. We all know that. Yeah. You can't pull that one on us.
I know. No, we're not believing that.
Yeah.
Brachers. Is it Brachers or Brachers?
Brachers.
Brachers. Brachers. Spelt with a CH. Employment law update.
That's how CH is normally pronounced.
Brachers. November the 19th, it's 8:30 to 10:30 in the morning, I guess. And the Employment Law Workshop is essential for all HR managers and practitioners, business owners and managers responsible for their employees in order to keep up to date with the latest in employment law. This is a good one, actually, for you, because you employ lots of staff, Serenity. Becca, stress in the workplace is an
Serenity. She sounds like one of the pilots out of Space 1999.
Stress in the workplace is an increasing problem, and is the most common cause of long-term sickness absence. The training session will focus on how UK law deals with stress in the workplace and will provide practical tips on how to recognise and manage it. The cost is £20 plus VAT with breakfast included. And that is on the... when did I say that was? It's the November the 19th, 8:30 in the morning. Go on to Brachers, november13.eventbrite.co.uk.
Brilliant. We've had a tweet from Alan Noak.
Hello.
About the world's most expensive link.
You've turned yourself up, haven't you, darling?
I have, because my sound levels are being a bit of a nuisance.
You sound much better.
Yeah. The world's most expensive link.com, which we will... we have six unclaimed links on the site. For those that you don't know, the World's Most Expensive Link is a very clever charity raising website. It raises money for charity by promoting various companies. So you can advertise any figure that you want to advertise at, and most of the money goes to charity, but it doesn't cost you very much anyway. You need to check it out to understand, because that's not a very good description.
No, I've glazed over already.
But it's quite... it's not complex, but you need to explain it properly.
Get Shackleton to
explain. Anyway, we have six unclaimed links on the world's most expensive link.com, which we will allocate to any Kent charities that are nominated by listeners of the Business Bunker. So if you want to nominate a charity, there's up to six charities that can receive money from the world's most expensive link. Please feel free to contact Alan, and you can contact him on the Twitter at expensivelink, or you can go to the website, theworldsmostexpensivelink.com.
Breakfast Networking for Business, full English, 8 a.m. Till 9:30. The guest speaker is Rachel Downer, Canterbury HR, and that's on the 12th of November at the Abode, and the 15th of November at the Dog and Bear in Lenham. There's also a lunch special, Networking with Brit Business. That's 12 to 2, and that's a Nepalese fusion light lunch.
Oh, wow.
And that is the Tuesday, the 26th of November, Everest Inn, Ashford. And so you can go on to the Kent Invicta Chamber website to find out about that.
Brilliant. We got so many tweets and so many emails left, and we got exactly 5 minutes left of the show.
Wednesday the 13th of November, Channel Chamber Network Breakfast. It's at 7:30 in the morning till 9:30, and it's at Romney Hythe and Dimchurch Railway, just near us.
All right.
Members 1440. or £12 plus VAT, please contact Tracy Reynolds, 01303 270022, or go onto the website, which is www.kentchannelchamber.co.uk.
Cool. We've had a tweet as well from Blends for Friends, who are the tea people.
Oh, they love me.
Yeah, yeah. And they said, we're looking forward to speaking at the Breakfast Friends event in Sevenoaks on the 29th of November, but we won't be bringing Brenda.
Brenda, yes. Yep.
And Kevin Edmonds of DMS Graphics has said, hi Paul, saying hi and looking forward to seeing clients at the Construction Expo on the 6th of November at the Great Danes. That's the Maidstone Mercure, formerly known as the Great Danes at Hollingbourne, on the 6th of November. The Construction Expo. So do get along there and say hello to Kevin and team on the DMS graphics stand.
Lenleys have got their Christmas fair, which is the 14th and 15th of December. They're still looking for their free places at the Christmas fair, free stalls. It's outside in the car park, and they have their winter preview sale. So there are invitations going out to more than 8,000 people in Kent. And they're looking for a wine tasting and cellar and an ale person. They've got jewellery, they've got all sorts of other things, but they're looking for, and also a turkey supplier and meat supplier.
Oh, wow. Cool.
So that's the 14th, 15th of December. Contact at Lenleys on the Twitter.
Right. We've had a tweet from Sugar Babe.
Hello.
Did anyone have one of our muffins at the Sevenoaks Business Show? We have 40% fewer calories than sugar, and we are very tooth friendly.
So sounds good.
So they low calorie muffins. Wow.
So you won't have a muffin if you eat the muffin.
Yeah. And Gabby Argent has tweeted, can we have a business bunker panto this year?
Oh, dear.
Well, Gabby,
oh, no, we can't.
Every week's a panto around here, I'm afraid.
Well, the way you dress.
Yeah, exactly.
Kent Foundation for Young Entrepreneurs, free advice and support for Ramsgate Young Entrepreneurs. And recognising that Ramsgate has one of the highest youth unemployment figures in the South East, Kent Foundation for Young Entrepreneurs is taking the initiative to help raise aspirations to help young people to consider self-employment as a way forward. From plumbers to photographers, cake shops to web designers, from blogs to computer games, every new business begins with an idea, and it also takes a helping hand to get it started. So if you need to know more about this, this is for young people aged between 18 to 30 years, so not so young, can find out what it takes to be successful. You need to go on to kent.foundation@kent.gov.uk or telephone 01622 694 341, and that's the Kent Foundation for Young Entrepreneurs website.
Fine. We've effectively reached the end of our show. We've got a couple of things that I'm going to gabble through and mention in quite quick order so that we get this finished on time.
Mm-hmm.
Venomtech have reminded us that tonight is the last chance to watch on iPlayer the final episode of Pain, Pus and Poison, which features scorpions from Venomtech. And you can watch it for the last time tonight on BBC iPlayer. That's bbc.co.uk/player, and then search for Pain, Pus and Poison. And it's your last chance to watch it tonight, otherwise it is no longer on there. There is a networking event, Spitfire Networking, on Thursday the 7th of November. 2 hours of casual networking with like-minded local professionals. It's £5 per person, 12 to 2pm, and that includes lunch. And that's at the Kings Hill Golf Club, Fortune Way, Kings Hill, which is just outside Westmorling. And you can find out more about that by talking to the folks at coreifa.co.uk. You can email them at info@coreifa.co.uk, or you can call them on 0844 875 5777.
How companies can and do sell services to France. It's an event this Thursday, the 31st of October. Go on to the 2CSEAS trade.eu events website for that.
We've got hundreds of tweets left. We've got loads of emails, but we've got no more time, I'm afraid. So it just leaves me to say thank you for joining us on the Business Bunker show this week. It's been an absolute pleasure to welcome Jackie Murphy of Dog Training Services at Specialist Dog Training, and the lovely Rebecca Nutt of Serenity Becker. You've been listening to me, Paul Andrews, and the lovely Jill Serkin. We'll be back with you next week. Coming up on Channel Radio straight after this show at 3 o'clock is Kevin Cam with Extra Milk. And then that is followed by Craig Avery with the Craig Avery Show at 5 o'clock. And then at 9 o'clock is the absolutely fabulous Jamie Leftarm with New Potatoes, the show for unsigned, new and up-and-coming music and bands. So stay tuned to channelradio.co.uk for the rest of the day. But thank you for listening to the Business Bunker Show. We will be back with you next week.
Bye.
Temp Network provides reliable temporary staff to your business. Shouldn't Temp Network be supporting your business? Please contact us on 01892 531 777 or visit tempnetwork.co.uk.
There was a whole life in this house. Photo albums from black and white to colour. School reports from 1963 to 85. Souvenirs from 20 family holidays. All gone. In a fire that took away 73 years. In 2 minutes. About the time it takes to test your smoke alarms. If you know an older person, please, test their smoke alarms when you test yours. Fire kills. You can prevent it.